And when Jesus was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When our Lord was 12 years old, he began to dispute or talk with the leaders of the old law, as we read in the Gospel today. The number of his years at that time was the same as the number of his apostles, whom he afterwards would send forth to preach the faith. Though our Lord needed to go and to do this, that is to stay behind in the temple, to prepare the hearts of these elders, he was not forgetful of his parents, and thus after 3 days permitted them to find him. This 3-day loss was a foreshadowing of the 3 days he would be in the tomb after his death on Good Friday. When Our Lady and St. Joseph found our Lord in the temple, he asked them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business?" He spoke this way to his parents to teach us that in him there are two generations, or two natures, one from God the Father, the other from his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary. That which is from his Father is the eternal generation as God the Son, and that from his mother is that whereby he came into this world to work for us as a minister to us. These cases of the things that he did, therefore, which are above nature, so to speak, and beyond his age, such as staying in the temple without his parents' permission, came not from him as the Son of Mary, but as the Son of God the Father. When I was younger, I always had trouble understanding this gospel every time it came up at the beginning of the year. I wondered why our Lord didn't simply tell Our Lady and St. Joseph that he must stay behind for a few days. I'm sure they would have been more than happy to give him all the time that he needed. Yet there are several reasons he did not tell them. One was because he wanted to give Our Lady a foretaste of what the 3-day loss would be like after his passion, and give her a chance to offer up these 3 days' loss and the suffering that she underwent during it. Our Lady experienced during these 3 days what a sinner should experience when they commit a serious sin, or any sin, really. She was so used to having our Lord's company about her at all times that when it was taken from her, her sorrow was so great that it was as a sword piercing her heart. We ought to feel this way when we commit some sin. Often, though, we do not. But because Our Lady did experience this, she desires to prevent us from having to undergo this pain of losing our Lord, and thus she is willing to do all that she can to help us avoid and overcome our temptations. Another reason that our Lord did not tell his parents that he was staying behind was because he wanted to show us that God's ways are not our ways, and that sometimes even those he loves most do not get an explanation as to why things occur. One author explains the situation of how our Lord ended up getting separated from his parents. They say that after the ceremonies in the temple, our Lord asked his parents if he could go visit some of his relations in the city, which of course they gave him permission to do. They had been doing this trip, or going to Jerusalem every year, and our Lord well knew how things worked and how much time he had to visit with his relatives before the caravan would leave back to his hometown. Our Lady and St. Joseph did not worry about the child because they knew full well that he was God and knew exactly what he was doing. Thus, when the caravan grouped together and left, each of his parents assumed that when he came back from seeing his friends, he joined with the other one. Our Lord usually made this trip with Our Lady, thus St. Joseph figured that he was with her as usual. But now that he was becoming of age, Our Lady figured that since he did not join her, that he went with St. Joseph, which was more fitting, being with the men. How Our Lord answered Our Lady, though, when they found him in the temple, clearly shows that in staying behind in the temple, he was acting as God and not as man. At the wedding feast at Cana, which gospel we have next Sunday, he shows his divine side to his mother again. She tells him that the wine is failing, and he responds with, "Woman, what is this to me and to thee?" But because he is both the Son of God the Father and the Son of Our Lady, even though he talks to her as God, he still obeys her as her Son. This is seen in the Gospel today as well. He responds to Our Lady as God, yet in the next verse it says, "And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them." St. Ambrose says, "Who will be surprised to see that the teacher of all virtues, our Lord, should practice those which were inspired by his devotion to his parents? His subjection to his parents came not from a weakness, but from his affection for them." By obeying Our Lady and St. Joseph and being subject to them, he was, for the next some 18 years, doing what God the Father wanted. He was still, even during that time, about his Father's business. How are we doing with our Father's business in this new year? Are we obeying God's commandments, striving to avoid occasions of sin and to overcome temptation? Remember that God the Father has given you a great gift, an immortal soul, which will never die. He asks that you take care of this soul and bring it back to him to be rewarded in heaven. Perhaps we will have moments in our life when, like Our Lady, we will experience the loss of our Lord. Whether this separation be through our own fault, which is when we commit a sin, or purely because of the will of God, we do not feel his presence or do not feel loved by him, let us remember to offer up this sacrifice and strive to gain the graces that God is trying to send us. God knows what is best for us, and that is why he permits us to suffer. Ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to help you bear the trials of this life well, so that you may one day be worthy to join her with her Son in heaven. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.